This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Tim White was a career military serviceman. He worked on humanitarian missions, delivering food and aid around the world. He never needed to hurt anyone until he came to Chattanooga.
The first time I ever took any action to injure somebody or try to stop them with lethal force, the first time I felt like my life was threatened was on July 16th.
On July 16th, 2015, Navy Lieutenant Commander Tim White was in charge of the U.S. Naval and Marine Reserve Center on Amicola Highway here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That day, a terrorist attacked the center. Armed with guns, the terrorist crashed through a gate and entered the building, shooting and killing five of the men who served under Tim White. The tragedy made national headlines, not only another mass shooting, but an Al-Qaeda-inspired attack on our own military here at home in America.
When terror came to Chattanooga, they were in our backyard.
That's the song, When Terror Came to Chattanooga. Tim White wrote it with the help of Operation Song, a Tennessee nonprofit that helps veterans use songwriting to work through trauma. We spoke with Tim White in 2016 about the attack and the song that he wrote. Today, on the third anniversary of that tragedy, we're going to hear an excerpt of White's interview and his song.
It was a normal day at the office. I was actually working on an email to one of my previous coworkers when I had one of my windows open and I heard a crash and screeching tires. And it sounded like just a car hitting another car. Petty Officer Randall Smith and two other sailors ran into my office, and I could see in their eyes terror. They said, "Sir, someone just crashed through the gate. What do we do?" I told them, "Go call the police." I saw them leave my office and run towards the back of the building. I actually have two images burned in my mind from that day. One is seeing the terrorist with a vest on, loaded with ammunition, with an assault rifle. That's one image. The other image is Petty Officer Randall Smith's face when he came into my office. When he was looking at me, he looked terrified. His eyes were wide. He looked very, very alarmed.
I mean, you immediately knew this is not something ordinary. This isn't a robbery. This isn't a prank. This is real.
In the back of my mind, I was hoping that it was just maybe somebody that was confused when they drove up to the gate and confused the gas pedal for the brake pedal. That's what I was hoping it was.
Guns were generally forbidden at Navy centers like the one Tim White was commanding that morning. But White had a personal weapon on him anyway. What he did next could have cost him his job or his life.
I went back to the other side of my desk, and that's where my weapon was, and ran back to see so that I could have a vision point of the gate. And as I stood up from getting my weapon, I saw the terrorist running down the sidewalk. I thought that he would turn towards me when I fired at him. I thought that surely I would hit him and he would stop. I wish I could have stopped him completely. But several of the Marines that were there say they think that I saved their lives. If nothing else, it was a warning. I actually fired at him before he fired any shots. And that was their first indication that something bad was happening. And gave them several seconds head start before he started shooting. I knew that trying to stop the terrorist would make me a target, but that was worth it.
Since that horrific day last summer, Lieutenant Commander Tim White has turned to music to help process the events. He's been working with Operation Song, a nonprofit organization that pairs military servicemen and women with hit Nashville songwriters. The defiant, cathartic song that Tim White wrote is titled When Terror Came to Chattanooga.
If you think you scared us, you're dead wrong. All you did is make us Chattanooga strong.
What was it about the process of songwriting that was so therapeutic for you?
I think a lot of the stuff I was holding inside, obviously I shared everything with my wife and we had talked through a lot of that stuff, but it's different when you start telling a complete stranger, which they were to me, kind of laying your life out to them. And so that was very healing. But also when I was talking with and spending time with the other veterans that worked with Operation Song, I realized that a lot of the feelings that I was experiencing were common between the other veterans and the other family members that were affected by the July 16th attack. So just knowing that I'm not alone in those feelings, that was very helpful.
7/16, that day awakened our peaceful mountain town. Our way of life was shaken. Gunfire and chaos, a cowardly display. Things like this don't happen in the USA. Every mother in this city called their kids that day. A boy said, sir, a car just crashed the gate. I looked out my window and saw the living, breathing embodiment of hate. The Twin Towers and the Pentagon broke this country's heart. When terror came to Chattanooga, scared us, you're dead wrong. All you did is make us Chattanooga strong. Chattanooga strong. Yeah, Chattanooga strong.
What do you want the world to know about those who were killed, you as somebody who knew them personally?
I think if you were to talk to them and ask them how they would characterize themselves, they would probably just say, well, I'm just another guy. But they were committed to their nation. They were committed to their families. And they loved life. Gunny Sullivan was about to retire. He had post-retirement that he was looking forward to. Petty Officer Smith had three little girls that he loved and a wonderful wife that he was looking forward to a life with them. And Staff Sergeant Wyatt also had a family and a beautiful wife, and they had their whole lives ahead of them. I think I speak for all the sailors and Marines at the Navy Operational Support Center that we hope that we can serve in such a way to honor their sacrifice. Maybe they didn't realize that what they were doing that day would end up costing them their lives, but they were serving with knowing that that could always be the possibility, but they were still willing to do it. To me, that's a hero.
That was Navy Lieutenant Commander Tim White. He was in charge of the U.S. Naval and Marine Reserve Center on Amnicola Highway on July 16, 2015. On that tragic day, a local young man, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, committed a suicidal terrorist attack against the center. Described as a homegrown violent extremist, Abdulaziz had apparently become radicalized online, having watched Al-Qaeda videos. He shot and killed four Marines and a Navy petty officer before police killed him. The deceased were Staff Sergeant David Wyatt, Sergeant Carson Holmquist, Lance Corporal Squire Skip Wells, Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan, and Navy Petty Officer Second Class Randall Smith. Today, at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, a memorial event happened. And coming up Thursday, at the Tennessee River Park downtown, there will be a groundbreaking ceremony for a permanent memorial near where the attacks happened. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.